This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Joe Biden had a conversation with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier today, his fourth conversation, as a matter of fact, since the chaos in Israel and Palestine broke out 10 days ago. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, President Biden's deputy press secretary.
The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israelis' progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States. The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded already. He is determined to continue his operation until his aim is met. He said, "I greatly appreciate the support of the American president, our friend Joe Biden, for the self-defense of the state of Israel. I am determined to continue this operation until its aim is met, to restore peace and security to you, the citizens of Israel." Until Wednesday, Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. Israel's military launched artillery strikes at a number of targets in Lebanon today in response to four rockets launched from Lebanon toward Israel. That according to the military. The Israeli military also said it intercepted one of the rockets, while the rest most